Okay, today's daf is daf Yud Aleph, and let's go back over the Mishnah we began. So, kol mitzvot shebatorah shechavim el zno kar v'shikiko chatat. So, generally, if there's a prohibition, there's punishable with karet, and it's violated inadvertently. What is a pan? What korban does someone bring? The yachid brings a kispa v'seira, either a female sheep or a female goat. So, if a nasi brings a seir, his special korban. Or Mashiach Beit Din Mevi Par, obviously, if it was only as a result of this Hora'ah, as we said. If it comes to Avodah Zarah, then pretty much everyone's, all the individuals are the same. Hayachid v'nasi Mashiach bring a Se'ira. Or Beit Din Par v'Se'ir, Par v'Se'ir, Par le'olah v'Se'ir, l'chatat. Again, that's a special thing, and we've discussed this before, that Sarah Par Avodah Zarah, if you like, or the if Hora'ah getting Avodah Zarah, he brings a Par and a Se'ir. Now, the Gemara says, Asham Talui, what about an Asham Talui? If you recall, that's an Asham that's brought in a situation when someone has a Safek, whether, or particular type of Safek, whether they've violated a prohibition, B'shogeg, that's punished with the Karet, and not sure if he has to be in Chatat. Well, Nasi V'Yachid Chayvim, they're individuals, but Mashiach U'Beit Din Pturim. Why Mashiach and Beit Din Pturim? Because again, it has to be Al Pioraya. We discussed last time the concept, the whole concept of Asham Talui doesn't work. Well, this suffix doesn't work. Al pihoraya, it doesn't make sense. Asham vaday. What about asham vaday? These are the five vaday guilt offerings has to bring. Asham milot, asham gzeilot, asham nazir, asham batzor, asham shifcha charufa. All those cases. Hayachid v'nasa mashiach dechayevim, and beit din is pturim. Why? Because again, beit din only chayev regarding hora'ah that's punished with karet that you'd have to normally bring a chatat for, and not something have to bring an asham for. Okay. What about these ones that we discussed last time? Now, here I want to bring the sheet back so you can see a summary of what we learned, because we're going to be introduced to a few more shitot here. So here's our sheet regarding the shitot regarding the Korban Olah V'Yored. So last year, I didn't state this as a Tanakhama position, but the Mishnah began with saying, Ein chavim al shmiat kol v'abiyot tesayim v'atum v'yikach v'kadashav. That's referring to Beit Din. And there's a full stop in my Gemara, which means that the Kohen and Nasi would be chayev. And that's on regarding the Korban or Olah V'Yored. Then we say, that's the Rabbi Yosef Glili. So the opinion of Rabbi Yosef Glili is that a Kohen and a Kohen Gadol, that is, when I say Kohen, it should be Kohen Gadol and a Nasi, meaning the Melech, is pater on all of them. And we saw last year the different opinions of Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shimon Lakish, where that's learned from. Then you had Rabbi Akiva that comes along and says, a Nasi Chayev B'Kulam. So this is Rabbi Akiva now. And Nasi is chayiv b'kulam. But if you remember last time we said he agrees that a kohen is patur from all of them because of the special pasuk, zer korban aron vanav. Okay, we've got banim there, but vanav. But Nasi is actually chayiv in all of them except for shmiat kol, because again, shmiat kol, he can't be meid, he's patur, so therefore he can't have that shvuat edut, again, he only chayiv the shvuat edut, the shmiat kol, meaning he lied or he swore falsely regarding the knowledge of testimony, if that testimony would have been submissible in Beit Din, and a melech cannot do so, right? That's that opinion. And that's all the opinions we saw before. However, now we're seeing something else. Our shmiat kol b'tu'itzvah time or tumat mikdash is Beit Din pturim, or Beit Din's patur clearly, because again, it doesn't apply to Kohen Olav Yored. Hayachid v'nasi v'mashiach chayavim. So here we're saying that a nasi is. Let's have a look. It says a nas a yachid and a nasi mashiach. So in our my Rabbi Shimon, it's actually interesting because I've got a chayv for only those two and chayv for only those two. But let's see why. El she'en kohen gadol chayv al tumat mikdash. But the tour we're bringing in is kohen gadol al tumat mikdash. We have to understand how that works, which is the tour over here in this column. But in my chart, I've also shown you, which we'll see in the Gemara soon, that he agrees, obviously, that a king doesn't bring this korban olah v'yored for shmiat kol, because again, he's out of the parasha of he's not able to make it anyway. Okay. Or mayan mevi'in, what would they bring when they're chayiv? So the chayivim here and the chayivim here. Well, it's a korban olah v'yored, just like everybody else. If you're chayiv in korban olah v'yored, you bring the korban olah v'yored. However, Rebbe Eliezer says a nasi would bring a seir, and we have to understand what Rebbe Eliezer's position is at that point. Fine. Let's now go to the Gemara. I'll leave this chart up here because it'll help us as we go along. Asham taloi hayachid v'nasi chayvim. So the question is, why do we see by Asham taloi that they are everyone's? It says anasi v'yachid chayav, and a mashiach hu beit din pturim. So where do we know that it's larabot? Why do we know that the nasi is chayav? Because it says because you might think otherwise because it already has a different korban for the V'chatat, so we Gemara says, nefesh, the word nefesh that's referred to in nefesh ki techata is ribui to include more than just regular people, so clearly they're there. That's rabot et hanasi as well. So you say, if that's the case, if it's a sort of ribui, why are you also including a kohen mashiach, mina kohen gadol? So now it's what we're saying mashiach because it's, we'll get to that later. So the Gemara says, no, because bechata u bishkaga, etru bishkaga maise, only that which is a shkigat maise alone, that's when you be chayv to bring this Hashem Talui. Yatze mashiach she'en bishkaga maise, because according to Nasi, again, it's only, sorry, I don't want to see, a Kohen Mashiach, it's only al pi horaya, and not pure shkigat maisa, without a horaya, without a mistaken ruling. Okay. The Gemara says, oh, that the case, Karebi. Du amar Mashiach b'shkigat maisa hu. So do Karebi here, just to show you, that's too bad. Yeah, u Karebi, sorry, the Karebi, du amar, that's what I got. Then Moshe. Mitchai, in other words, bishkat maise bishkigat b'mitchai b'brazara, afilu b'lo helam davar. So, according to Rebbe, who the Kohen Mashiach is chayev, even without hora'ah for avodah zarah, what would you say then? Gemara says, etru bishkigat maise l'chol davarim, yatzeh Mashiach she'enu bishkigat maise l'chol davarim. In other words, yes, you can have a situation where he's chayev for pure shkigat maise, but who is chayev in Hashem Talui? Those that are chayev for shkigat maisa for all averas, as opposed to Kohen Gadol, where there's a large subset, or most of them, would only be al pi horaya. Okay, fine. That's how we can understand the Kohen Mashiach is excluded from Hashem Talui. What about the Korban Hashem? The Korban Hasham, the regular Chamesh Hashamot, Hasham Vadai, you see that it says, again, in that part, it says Nefesh, and that's Lerabot, that includes both a Nasi and a Mashiach, I mean a Kohen Gadol. So hachat amar, you say it's l'rabot nasi, meaning the first case, Hashem Talui, was only merabe the nasi. But koat amar, and now you say it's also merabe kohen mashiach. Why so? And that is kechatat Hashem, meaning there's a connection between chatat Hashem. Ma chatat mechaper tu mamareket, af Hashem mechaper mamareket. In other words, anyone who's chayven a chatat, chatat vadai that is chayven a korban Hashem. But not that he's chayven Hashem Talui, yatza Hashem Talui, shu mechaper o meshayer. Because a korban hasham talui is not a full kapara, it's almost like a stay, meaning it protects a person while in this case of doubt, in case they didn't have error, protects them from any yisurim or any punishments by coming their way until they work out where they did the avera. And if they did do the avera, then they'd have to bring a korban chatat, so it's not a full kapara. Okay, so chatat hasham is connects us in the fact that if it's chayv chatat, you chayv hasham, but vaday that is. In other words, anyone who's mechaper on the way to chatat is mechaper of Hashem, so therefore that's merabe, both a king and a kohen gadol. Yafe. Now the Gemara says, kein manita, you have to read the Mishnah differently, meaning that Rabbi Shimon's going on that which came before him. Ele she'en kohen gadol chayv tumat mikti hashav divrei hakol. Kohen, here, is not chayv tumat mikti hashav divrei hakol. One, two, three. Everyone agrees with that. Vanasi, also he agrees with Nasi al shmiat kol, which is over here. I mean, that's why I had that tour on the extra line as well. Because that was going in the previous case of Nochayim B'Shmiyat Makol. Okay, so Amar Yochanan, where do we learn this? That the Kohen Gadol is not Chayev V'Tumat V'Kadoshav. In other words, where do we learn that Kohen Gadol could be Chayev on the other Korban Olei Avered? Because it's not essentially as part of it. Like, for example, if you remember, we saw Rabbi Akiva exempts the Kohen Gadol from all manner of Korban Olei Avered because they're Korban Olei Avanav, like we saw before. However, according to Rabbi Shimon, where do you see that it seems to be the base understanding is that for Shmiat Kol and Pitui Svatayim would be Chayev? Where do you see, therefore, the special exemption of Tumat Mikdash Vekadashav, that Korban Olerev by a Kohen Gadol? So the understanding is Mina Mikdash Lo Yetze, that he cannot leave the base Hamikdash, meaning in the case of Avaylo, Volei Chalel, and he will not become, well, Mechalel, what's this mean, like a desecrated word? Mashma, ha'im yatsa, if he did leave and came back in a state of tumah, nonetheless, einol mechalel. It will not be mechalel. That's our understanding. What does it mean, einol mechalel? The way the Gemara Moshe understands this, that it is that he is not going to be mechalel, meaning he will not be punished for it. Okay? So I'll just read the end of the Pnei Moshe, which is Amar Rav Yochanan. Ha'chikamar, im yatsa v'timeh atzma, if he did go and did become tameh, then lo yechalel hu im nichnas b'shog, he won't mechalel when it comes to mikdash. Why? She mechalel mikdash v'kadashal, because he's not going to be chayev. So it seems to be this diuk of minam mitash lo yechalel, but lo yechalel, is a special miut, specifically for tumat mikdash v'kedushah. The kohen gadol would not have to bring the korban oliver in that case. Okay, so it's a spec. That's why it's an exception to the other compared to the other two. Now, Avatian says, well, that doesn't make sense. Rav Yonah, Rabun, Bar Chaim Kana, Makshi, that's the following question. If that's your diuk, it says, V'aktiv, Almana Rugosha, Zona, et Elelo Yikach. Mashma, you have to have the full pasuk, because it says, Almana Rugosha, Kach, so it says, the Gemara says that Zona, sorry, Bechalala Zona, but if he did take it, then Einu Mechalel. So again, the duke is as follows. I'll show you the Bnei Moshe. He says, Al Hay Drash, if you're going to play the same method of derivation, it says, Almana Grusha et Elo Yikach. Importantly, the continuation was, which I was trying to find before and I missed, says, V'lo Yichalel Zaro Be'amav. And who should not make his Zera Chalalim, if you like. So you're also going to make this drasha that if he does, it won't mechalel, like same way that it won't mechalel. Ha'im lakach in a mechalel, that's ridiculous. Mi garam a kohen hedyot, clearly, if a kohen hedyot marries a divorcee, then what will happen? His children will be chalalim, right? Mechalel bazaro b'isulav, al kocha, so too, ati la'avor aleha b'lo yikach b'lo yichalel. So therefore, when the Torah says lo yikach and lo yichalel, it's not an exemption from Navera, it's doubling down that you're over on not only Loikach taking, but also being Mechalel. You've caused your children to be Halal. So, Hachinami, Bekra, Demir HaMikdash, Loyetzeb, HaLochalel is not an exemption from being punishable. In other words, that he won't be punished. Rather, it must be that there's some sort of Chilul if he goes into the base of Mikdash in that way, in a state of Tumah. So, therefore, Maikadun, what now? How do we understand what's the source then of, again, Rabbi Shimon? This piece here, right there in the corner of Patu B'Tumat Mikdash, if the Kohen Gadol can be Chayev for all others, Korbanot Olev Yored. So the Gemara now says, it says, V'nichrata nefesh shehi mitocha kahal. Now it's interesting that someone enters the Tumat, it's V'nichrata nefesh shehi mitocha kahal, from amongst the kahal. Mashma, it says someone who is amongst the kahal, such that it is no different to the Kahal, meaning Etcha Korbano Shaveh Kahal. Someone whose Korban is also the same as the Kahal. Is it one and same as the Kahal? Yatza Mashiach Shelo Shaveh Korban HaKahal. But the Brekoi Mashiach we've already described is not Shaveh HaKahal because he brings a par, a Kol HaMitzvot. He doesn't bring the same Korban. It's Alpi Horaya. It's at, well, Horaya, we'll get to in a minute. The Gemara says, Hey Tivon, one second, but Nasi also Lo Shaveh Korban HaKahal. The Nasi also has a different Korban. No. Just because the king has one different korban, it's still shaveh b'yom hakippurim. The king is still atoned for by way of the korban. This mechaber for Olam Yisrael, so it's not distinct from the kal in that sense. So clearly, it's chayim mitumak mikdash v'kadoshav as well, which is the block here. The Gemara says, one second, what are achav hakohanim? The achav hakohanim are mechaber separately from Am Yisrael by the power of the kohen. So, or one of the parim, sorry, I should say. Says lo shavu. The Gemara says. So it says, no, they're equal shovel to the Kal B'Yom HaTashana. So it seems to be we're trying to say that the Kohen is distinct, is not Shavu Kal both Yom Kippurim and the rest of the year, and that's why when it says, well, only those people that are included as part of the Kahal, and the Kohen Gadol, when it comes to certain Korban, is distinct from the Kahal. Okay? Well, during the week and during Yom Kippur. Now, however, Rabbi Yonan gives a different pshat. Bar Shalom says, "Shavu b'matan damim b'bachutz," meaning the shovi, the quality, the same like the kahal, is where not the sugu or the type of the korban, but rather where the blood is thrown. Now, for nasi, everybody else, the blood of those korban are shown outside his beach. You have this very unique individual, which is the power of the kohen mashiach. Where the blood from that korban is not thrown the mizbeach outside, as we explained last year, it's actually sprinkled on the Mizbeach HaZahav, on the golden altar inside the Heichal. Okay, now, Rabbi Yochanan. Lo Amar Rebbe Elazar, Eliezer, sorry. Now, this is now to try and understand Shita Rebbe Eliezer. Rebbe Eliezer, which is not on this chart, so I'll just remove the chart now so it doesn't distract you. He says that when it comes to when the Chayt to bring Korbanot, they have to bring what? Korban Olev Yored. Rebbe Eliezer Omer, the Nasi doesn't bring a regular Korban Olev Yored, which would be for a wealthy person, seira, rather he brings a seir, a different. Now, why is that? The Gemara says, "Well, mipnei shu, mipnei krita." Mipnei kritut is the girsa. I've got kritot here, but it's kritut according to the Bnei Moshe. In other words, Bnei Moshe says that kolomar lo palig rabbi az meiti tikamar nasi b'seir ela mitumak b'kadoshav mipnei sheyesh b'hem kritut shechayv al zenonot karet, because going into the Beis Hamikdash state of tumah is a chiyuv karet. And therefore, since he brings a chatat kavua, for his normal chatat, it's a different animal, so to here as well. So Amr Rabbi Yonah Mismar Savar Rabbi Shaya Shene'e Karmi Kol HaParsha El Kehed Yot Ashir Avid Le'e Arer B'Le'ezer. So what's this mean? I'll show you here. We'll go through the Pnei Moshe. He says, 1 second. Oh, sorry, I missed a line. Let's go back. My mistake. Rav Hoshaya says, if that's the case, ma'ata afilu b'kavua. Afilu b'kavua, if you're trying to say that, oh, since whenever there's an isul karet, and normally the melech brings a different seir instead of sirah, like everybody, instead of, then why isn't, and you're saying that's the reason why, in the case of Koran or Leviat, he brings a seir rather than a sirah. So then also for Avodah Zarah as well, why isn't he bringing a Seir instead of Seirah? And related to Avodah Zarah, we said that there is no difference between a king and everybody else. It's a Seirah. So it can't be. So let's just through the flow again so you don't lose the flow. Once again, the Gemara's assumption is, why does, or the assumption is, why do Rabbi Yezza says he brings us a Seir? Because that's his special korban. And when Rabbi Lazar says it's Mnei HaKritut, it means that, oh, anytime there's a punishable karet, we, instead of giving the normal korban to a to that everyone else get from Melech, he gets his special korban, because by Chatat he gets his special korban. So too, in the case of Korban Aloyared, he gets his special korban, which is Zir. But the way that completely falls apart is because by Avodah Zarah he doesn't use his special korban. But if he brings a seira like everybody else. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yonah Misvar Savra Rav Hoshaya. Rav Hoshaya, when he asked this question, assumed as follows: Shenekal mikol parsha. That he's taken out of the whole parsha, but Ella no kehedyot ashir avid le Reb Eliezer. So just to explain, I read this as follows. Amrav Yona misva savar Rabbi Shaya shnei kam mikol parsha kolomar. Rabbi Shaya savar adahinu taima de Reb Eliezer gabei tuma ikdash de ein anasi kehedyot is because he thinks anasi is not like a hedyot. Meaning, because he is wealthy and he can't owe levy already, which is a bit like we saw by Rabbi Yeshua last year. Therefore, because there's no aniyot lo shayach, the aniyot for him, therefore, he's not like a hedyot and he's removed from the entire parsha. Ella, what? Kehedyot ashir avi le Rabbi Yeshua. Ella kol madino bahu chatat behema kamo hedyot ashir putumak mitash vekadashav. But therefore, he's like an Ashir. The Kevan de Akarta l'Nasim is a Parsha. Since you're saying that the Nasi is removed from the entire Parsha of regular Korban Olei V'Yored, because he can't Olei V'Yored, he can't become poor, he doesn't fit into this fluctuating category. Therefore, Ok Me'adinei, then we just fall back, if you like, to, well, what Korban did to bring in the case of a sin. Okay. Kumo b'shar chata'ot de'mevi se'ir. Hachinami b'tum ikdeshesh chav mevi se'ir. So therefore, okay, just like in a Chatea brings a seer, he brings another seer as well. So in other words, what the, in other words,
Gentlemen, gentlemen, I must interrupt, gentlemen, for a newsreel. We just became great grandparents from a great granddaughter. Just
Oh,
now.
Mazel Tov.
Welcome to you. Thank you.
Mazel Tov. So much nachas and ken yirbu. Okay, Baruch Hashem. All right, so let's just go back a step one more time. The question, what's behind the sheet of Rebbe Eliezer? Okay, Rebbe Eliezer. Why is by Nasi bringing a special Korban Chatat? Meaning a special, by Korban Olei V'Yored, he brings a Seir instead. His special Korban. The assumption was it's Mipnei Kritot, because it's an Isur Karet, and therefore, whenever I have a special, special Korban, it's punishable Karet, he brings his special Korban. The Gemara said, if that's the case across the board, then why don't we say that also by Avodah Zarah as well? So, what the Gemara now says is what's behind it's the Havamin of Rabbi Hoshaya is because a king is very wealthy and therefore doesn't fit in this whole parasha of Korban Olei V'Yored because his financial situation can't fluctuate, then he's out of the parasha altogether, and therefore we have to fall back on what does he bring? What does a king bring whenever the Isul Karet? Well, sounds like he brings a Seir. And that's why I asked the question, why are you saying that? Because in Avodah Zarah, you should say the same thing as well. Have a aramana in kehedyot ashir avid le The Tani lo nichlukur Rabbi Eliezer v'chachim l'shmiya kol v'al bitvus v'tayim she'enu mavi se'ir ela se'ira. Okay, that he would, in other words, he doesn't treat him like in other words, once again, it's not because he's been removed from the entire parasha, because why? In other words, not that we remove him from the parasha and then give him a special korban, because if that was the case, then you'd say the same thing for the other korbanot Olev Yored. B'shmiach kol, b'tuvis shvatayim. But Rebbe Eliezer doesn't argue with that. In that situation, Rebbe Eliezer, sorry, in that situation, says that he brings a enum of his seira. He brings his seira. He's just like an ashir. So va'alma nechloku. What is specifically the machloket? Al tumat nitash v'gadashav. Rebbe Eliezer omer ilvahu bikared lama enum of his seir ela seira. So in other words, the conclusion of the sugya is to understand Rebbe Eliezer as follows. It's not that because he's wealthy, he's removed from the whole parsha. Otherwise, you might fall into a position like Rabbi Yeshua said before, that then if we shouldn't be chayav at all. But rather, we treat him like a wealthy person. Because in other korbanot olev yored, for example, shmiat kol, well, it doesn't really, shmiat kol doesn't really apply, well, but, well, it sounds like according to Rabbi Yehuda, it does apply. It's a bit of machloket about shmiat kol. But, or bisvatayim, let's make it simple, bitvus shvatayim, he would bring a seira, just like an ashir. So he's not completely severed from the whole parasha of korbanot olev yored. The difference is we treat him like an ashir. But since he's like an ashir within korban or levi or red, and it's a chet that is punished with karet, what korban should he bring? Should he bring a seira? Obviously, he should bring a seir, meaning just like if you like when a normal chatat, he would bring in a case of punishment with a karet, then in that situation he brings a seir instead of a seira. So too in this situation, punishment with a karet, and we're treating him like an ashir. So all this falling back, and what do we do? No, we're treating like Ashira, and obviously you're shaming Ashira, right? Ashira, because it's like a normal, because it's like a normal chatat. That's the point. However, the Gemara says, "Hey, Tiv, what are you talking about? Mashiach v'razara ha'inu mavasir ela seira." So this is interesting. The Hey, Tiv here now makes the whole thing fall apart. In other words, I'll show you here in the Pnei Moshe. He says the kasha is as follows. Hare Mashiach vodo vazara, nami tikshi hachi, v'kolomar, afilu b'mashiach nami amait nan Mashiach vodo vazara mevi se'ira. If that's the case, why Mashiach in vodo vazara being se'ira? V'amai lo yavi par. Why shouldn't the Kohen Mashiach here? Not, we're not talking about the king. Why shouldn't he bring a par? Kumo shuhu mevi b'shar chatot. Why shouldn't he bring a par like he brings another chet? Ela koch dezerat ha-katov, it must be that when the Torah says, oh, by the way, you have to bring a par, it's a pointed chiddush in that particular context. It's not an upgrade like we normally think. It's not that, oh, this is a special person, therefore we upgrade him to a different korban. No. There's a gzeirat ha-katuv in this particular case, meaning Shar Mitzvot, a Kohen Mashiach brings a par. Then you can't learn, therefore, what does it bring by Avodah Zarah? So to Hare Enuma Visiru, Maskarat Heitivu, Nida Mifrech Lemilted, makes the Kashan Rabbi Eliezer. So therefore, the kasha, the argument against Rebbe Eliezer is, you're trying to look at when the Kohen, sorry, the Kohen, the Melech, when he's bringing by a normal chatat, like an upgrade or different korban, a seir instead of seirah, you're trying to extrapolate to another different section by Korban Olav Yored to say the Ashir category for him should also be a Seira. No, because we don't do that extrapolation from Korban to Korban. We don't do that. Each of them is a Chiddush and a Gzeirat Katov within its own context. And the proof of that is by a Kohen Mashiach. He brings a par for, he has a different Korban. He brings a par for Shar Mitzvot. But for Azara, he brings like everybody else. So it's not the end of all the Torah saying Chiddush that we upgrade Korban across the board. No. It's just a special within a particular context. You have to bring that korban. Zeu, zerat ha-katuv, taught where it is. Okay, let's continue. Hadron lach, perak hora kohen Mashiach. Not perak kohen Mashiach, hora kohen Mashiach. Now kohen Mashiach shechata. Now go to v'achar kach avar mishichuto. What is that? A kohen gadol din aveira, and after it, he is finished being the kohen gadol. Psul, or he was a temporary kohen gadol. Says v'chen nasi or nasi a king shechata v'achar kach avar migdulato. So Kohen Mashiach mivi par v'nasi mivi seir, meaning that they, since the aveir was done at the time of the gdula, if you like, then we go by that time. It sounds like, and then they already mechayev that korban. Okay, there's a lot to discuss on this, but we'll get to them. We get to the Mara. Now Kohen Actually, we weren't discussing the Gemara. The other, there's in fact a discussion of when his Yadir is, but leave that now. Koin Mashiach. Oh no, sorry, that's the next Mishnah. My mistake. Koin Mashiach she'avar mishichuto v'achakachata. What about a Koin Mashiach that is no longer a Koin Gadol, and then he sins, and the Nasi, a king who was king and no longer a king anymore, v'achakachata, and sins after they would been, if you like, finished their terms or their being there in that position. Koin Mashiach still brings a par. Koan Mashiach, Shavar Mishichuto, is still retains his Kedusha, and he will bring the special korban. But a king, of a king, a nasi is like a hedyot after he's no longer a king anymore. That's what the Gemara. Koan Mashiach Shechata, Koan Mashiach Shavar Mishichuto. So Amar Rav Elazar, Koan Gadol Shechata. If a Koan Gadol sins, we can give him Malkus, Malkinoto, Ve'in Marinoto Migdulato, but he's not demoted. Okay? Amar Rav Mana, Ktiv Ki Nezer Shem Min Mishchat Elokav Alav, Ani Hashem, it says. Meaning, kibbechol ma'ani begdula teaches as Kadosh Baruch Hu's gdula doesn't drop down. So, true, if you like, af Aaron begdula tol will stay down as well. That's a connection on the Hashem and Kohen. And Amar Avon says something similarly from the same pasuk, Kadosh yalacha, lach, sorry, kibbechol ani begdushati, and so to Aaron also will continue in his kedusha. Okay, Rav Chanina, Ktova, Rav Acha b'shem, Rav Shuma Melakish, says, Kohen Mashiach shakata, malkinoto bebeitin shel shalosh. In what context do you give a Kohen Gadol Malkut if he requires Malkut? You do in the Beit Din of Shalosh. Why? Because in Tamer, if you think, oh, it should give you more kavod by doing in a bigger Beit Din. No. That doesn't work. And if you do a Mesrim of Shalosh, Nimtza Liyato, by giving more kavod, it magnifies the Busha. So therefore, no, we treat him Malkus Beit Din of Shalosh. Now, Rabbi Shimon Malakish Amar, Nasi Shechata, a Nasi that sins. Now, here we're talking about, it doesn't have to be a king, it can just be referring to a Nasi, you'll see in a moment. Malkinoto, give Malkus, Shalosh as well. Shosha. Or Ma'amechsin, does he, can he go back to his office if you like? Amar of Chagai, Moshe, example that Moshe, if you remember the term Moshe throughout, we've always been explaining it here. The term Moshe means like a Lashon Shvua. Interestingly, in your Daf Yomi had recently, Rashi there said Moshe, even though it's a different Rashi elsewhere, it also says it means a Lashon Shvua. It says that's Lashon given to Tamil Chacham. Not sure if you remember from Daf Yomi. But anyway, Moshe is a Lashon Shvuah. We've always been saying that. Dinu machzirim lein du katan. So can you return him to his post? The answer is, he swore that you cannot return him because he was scared that if you return him to the position and authority, he'll end up katulun. He'll end up taking retribution in his position. So he didn't like this. Shama Rebbe Yehuda Nesiah heard this for casts. He got angry. Shalach gutyan, he sent his chayalim, if you like, Lemitpas, to seize Rabbi Shimon Malakish. Now, this we saw, this whole sugu we saw in Masechta Sanhedrin. Va'arak b'da the Mugdala, he ran away. This is Rabbi Shimon Malakish in a high in a particular tower. Ita ami b'da kfar chitaya, or he went to in a particular village. He hid out. Salik Rabbi Yochanan lebeit vada, salik Rabbi Yehuda nesi lebeit vada. They came to the base, Beit Midrash. Rabbi Nasi and the Rabbi Yochanan. Amar lei, lama leit mar amar lan mila deraita. Why aren't you giving over Torah today? Said Rabbi Yochanan. So shari tafech b'chadeis. Rabbi Yochanan tried to clap with one hand. Amar lei, u b'chadei ad tafech, can you clap with one hand? So Amar lei, lav, no, in lo ben lakish lo. Meaning, my second hand in Torah is Resh Lakish. Without him, I can't give over Torah. So Amar lei, lo. So Amar lei, v'anu mefatcha. Where's the kia? In other words, where is he hiding out? Amalei b'dal mugdala in this particular migdal. Amalei said to him, "Ana va'at, let's you and me nafik lekadmei. Let's go to him." Shlach Rav Yochanan gaber Rav Shimon ben Lakish. He said to Rav Yochanan ben Lakish, he sent ahead to him, "Atu lecha mila d'oraya, prepare some divrei Torah, d'nasiya nafik lekadmach, because the nasi is coming to meet you." Nafik lekadmun, they went there. Mardigma. What's my digma? Sorry, just had a blank. Umar digma. Didchun, Umar, and he said, sorry. Digma didchun, your image, sorry. Dami lebereichun, like your practices, your appearances, like that of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Ka'ata rachmana lemifrak Yisrael, when the Hashem came to redeem Am Yisrael, Mimitzrayim, lo shaleach v'lo malach, he didn't do it by way of a shaliach. He did it not only Hashem, Elahu, the whole Durgundida in all the entire Merkava, all entourage. Asher Shalach Elohim. In Ktiv, Kan Elasher Halchu Elohim, in the plural, because Kadosh Baruch Hu came in the entourage, And you are doing exactly the same thing. Sign a kavod, if you like, to the Nasi. Amrle, my chamita, may mulan, hadamilta. Why do you say these words? Why do you teach this Torah that you can give malchus to the Nasi? If he does an avera, you can demote him. So Amarlun, mountain sovereign, what do you think? Midachil minchun, I should be scared of you having a min manna la ulfan derachmana, that I should withhold divrei Torah. What I told you was actually a halacha. What I gave over, Amrav Shmuel bar Yitzhak al Banai, meaning this is again by this is referring to Eli's when he hears the news regarding his behavior of his son Eliot Cohen. Ki lo tova Shmuel, what I've heard, and it's interesting the whole pasuk actually just to finish it off. Al Banai ki lo tova Shmuel she anochi shomea, that I'm hearing ma'averim am Hashem. Now averim am Hashem could mean that it's like passing about this rumor that's going around. However, what it means is Ma'adirim could also mean that Am Hashem is going to ma'avir, going to remove you from your post. Mimarin otor, they're going to remove such a person that they hear is doing a bad practice, and therefore, why should I refrain from teaching Torah when this is exact halacha? I'm not scared of anybody when it comes to teaching Torah. That's kind of the response. Actually, the I'm not sure if we mentioned this back when we learned in Sanhedrin, but the Shaar HaKorban says, what's even worried about? This was Rabbi Chagai's teaching. Seemed to be that the issue was maybe the Malkin not told that the Chiddush was Hidi keeping lashes, but Tzarechion in terms of that, or exactly the dynamic here. Okay, so then. Kol Tov, we'll suffer now. Oh, we did more today. We'll suffer now like next year. All right, Kol
Thank
Tov.
you.
And Mazel Tov again, Rabbi Yisrael.
Thank you.
Amazing, amazing. Kol Tov.